goddamn bitches.
What up?
Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff.
I can do it.
You
I swear.
Are you ready for this?
They say an only one, give it to you, not come. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
I got this, Jeffrey. Don't get your underwear in a bun. Oh, my goodness. I thought I could. Hey, everybody, it's Karen Ashley, and you know who we are. We're the Loud Bunch Uncensored Radio Crew. It's got, like, screaming people around me. I don't even understand what's going on. How is everybody
They're excited
tonight?
For the show, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. They're so excited for Uncensored Radio. Katrina Johnson, how are you, my love?
I am a little bit crazy. I'm cracked out of my mind because I took my pre-workout supplement and I was trying to wake up without coffee. It's not good. All I want to do is run around the block, but I'm excited.
Awesome. I like that. I like that extra energy. You need to pass them on to me.
I'll send you a bottle.
Please, send me a whole case. I need it like yesterday. Gosh. Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm freezing my balls off.
Don't tell
How
me
How cold
that.
Is it?
It's got to be in the 40s, if not creeping down to the 30s.
Oh, no.
Awful. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Hate to tell you, can't make it to the cold. Plane got canceled.
Don't you worry. Don't you worry, Mr. Michael Fishman. I will keep you warm.
Exactly. As you already know, Michael Fishman is on the line, and he is getting propositioned by Jeffrey. How does that make you feel?
Wow.
I don't know. We're 2 minutes in. That's a new record.
No, I know, right? Usually he waits at least 5 minutes. He waits till your guard is down, waits till you've laughed a little bit. Now he's just going for it.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Wow. Okay.
Oh, happy Wednesday, everybody. How are we?
Well, I'm a little stressed personally. I'm supposed to be writing my life story.
See your Dr. Phil. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'm supposed to be writing my life story, and it's supposed to be fun and scandalous, okay? And it is, but they want the fun and scandal to start when I was a kid, and my problem is I can't really remember that much. I blame it on the binge drinking in my 20s. And here I am stressed. I got this deadline. I feel like a cracked out Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh, I love it. You know what you gotta do? You gotta basically blame your childhood, and that's why you were, you know, binging in your 20s. Yeah.
You know, I actually had the best conversation ever with my writing consultant, Mr. Jeffrey Emmett, today. And he's like, bitch, you got to talk about this. He's like, bitch, you got to talk about your mama. Bitch, you got to talk about how she spent all your money. Bitch, you got to talk about this. I was like, you know what? You're fucking right. So he told me basically all of the cool parts of my life or all of the crazy parts of my life, and now I just got to write them down. But I'm going to be at it all night because my deadline was today, but I was kind of a bad girl all weekend, and I kind of had a sleepover with a Power Ranger and some friends, and here we are. I'm stressed out. Got to get it all done tonight. Blah!
Wowzer.
Did
so
I lose it?
Are you mentioning any names of Power Rangers that may or may have not slept over? Casa Day.
I am not mentioning any names. Come on, everybody already knows. I bet you everybody in the chat room already knows. So I'm not naming any names yet.
We just want confirmation, verbal confirmation from you. That's all we want.
You're not going to get it.
Well, look it. Here's the thing. For $50 to my PayPal account, I'll give you the name and photographic evidence.
$100, I'll give you the intimate details.
If you want to know the details, buy the book.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Fishman, again, the words of reason. Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah. Well, I'll give it to you for free. You ain't got to buy no book.
Oh, man. No, no. Just for the record, Karen Ashley never gives out anything for free. She's an astute businesswoman. Now you all know.
Yeah, that's true. I'll just dupe you in some kind of way. We'll get the cheddar.
Exactly.
She'll hold your knife point. Don't trust
her. And then when you think that you're going to get the story for free, she'll get you to invest in her miniseries that she's producing.
Right. That's what's next. We've done a sitcom. Yep. We've done a reality show. Now it's a miniseries.
That's it. I said she's the next Oprah. I'm serious.
Right. That, of course, Katrina and I are starring in, because everything I do, Katrina and I star in.
Oh, I'm so glad that you bitches got a show and the boys get left out. You know what?
No,
go fuck yourself.
You'll be in there.
We'll give you a scene if you're keeping people warm. Shit, that's like the...
Can Michael be my gay lover? Can he be like my cam?
He's
going to
be one of my
special
boyfriends in the story. Duh.
What? Uh-uh, bitch. He's mad.
But that brings up a good question, though. Like, for the right price, would you play gay?
I would. I'm gay for pay.
It's an acting job.
I don't know if I could do it. Like, that's just too much for me.
Would you play straight? For you, for the right price, would you play straight?
I don't know that I could, but I would try real hard.
You played straight for years.
Like, I just open my mouth, like, you know, having the facial hair helps now, but if I open my mouth, like, there's no hiding the fact that I'm, like, flaming, like, you know, it's bad. Open my mouth and it's, like, flame on.
That's true.
I don't mean
that's
it.
That's so true.
Drawn that way.
Oh, that's so very true.
Okay.
Well,
Ms.
Ashley, would you go? What?
Well, I'm excited to read Katrina's book and then, like, email her back and tell her all the shit that she needs to add. But besides that, I will. A week from tomorrow, Miss Karen Ashley is going to be hanging out at my crib. Mr. James is going to be hanging out at my crib. And then shortly after that, Mr. Fishman is going to be hanging out at my crib.
Like,
and then we
got to
go through this, like, benefit thing.
So
I'm thinking we blow it off and we just party.
On the agenda, it goes like this. Activity 1, drink. Activity 2, drink. Activity 3, do a radio show. Activity 4, drink. Activity 5, drink. Activity 6, do a TV show for ABC. Activity 7, drink. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, drink, 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 drink. And then there's a benefit thrown in there somewhere.
Bitch, you're not fair, because what happened was, because, you know, Katrina made it to the wedding. So...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. 1 through 10 is also eat. Binge eat.
I had to-do lists for every day before the wedding written out, and included in every to-do list was either drinking or binge eating. And I actually saved them for the scrapbook because, like, Katrina wrote on them something about penis. I'm not really sure. I can't remember. But I did save them.
How to find it and recruit it in Auburn.
Oh, I thought it was binging on penis. I was confused.
Well, I'm okay with that, too. I'm not going to complain.
No, wow. Okay, well, we are 10 minutes into the show, and we've covered just about everything that I want to cover today.
Well,
we covered
me.
We covered drinking. We covered penis.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We sure did. We covered drinking. We covered penis. We covered, would you play
producing.
Game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
we covered
promoted a book.
Keeping Michael Fishman warm. What else?
Michael, he's like, we promoted a book that ain't even been written yet. This motherfucker.
Right.
Oh, Fishy, I want you to know I went to the bank and I got some change. I got some quarters.
I figured.
Oh, I told you my estimate. Would we like to place a bet on how many quarters Fishy's going to be?
I think it'd be a great fundraiser for the editing.
Yeah, I won't be doing that one on stage, thanks.
Oh, no, we'll just auction off the picture.
Wow. Great. He would do it, too. Both He is willing to sell anything. You know, he's been trying to get me to do that sex tape for the longest. So, yeah, he would definitely, you know, slip you a little vodka roofie and, you know, take some pictures.
Look at you and Fishy
be
can
careful.
Have a sex tape, and it could be called All That Roseanne.
Okay.
But I'm not dressed up like her.
That's kind of funny. How about
wait, wait, what was
married?
That? I missed it.
How about Fishy's happily married?
Oh, but it's acting.
Oh,
don't cock
okay.
block, Karen. It's acting. Don't cock
oh,
block. Come on, let me have my moment.
Oh, okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I know. Why this bitch, the unmarried girl, the group, got to be like, but he's married. Can't we just have fun at Fantasyland for 10 minutes? Why you always got to ruin a joke? Buzzkill.
That's what I'm called, Karen Ashley Buzzkill. Recognize.
Girl, I'm hoping you're going to keep my buzz alive. Shit.
Yeah, it's probably there on the itinerary.
She's in
activity
it for a
number 89.
Because she's
oh.
stuck with me for a whole day without Fishy.
Yeah, that's she's going to get a goblet or a fish bowl full of little something-something.
I'm actually petrified she'll get pissed at me and rip my face off before he gets here.
Nah. As long as you stick to the schedule, you'll be fine.
I'm going to feed her a lot. Well, we actually do. We have a – well, she. I don't think – I'm not doing it. But she is going to be on I don't know, Syracuse local, ABC, it's called Bridge Street. I don't know what ABC station is, WXYT or some shit, I don't know. It's one of those ones. If you look it up, News Channel 9 in Syracuse, New York, it's on at 10 a.m. Eastern time over her. So she'll be making a little appearance on that. I hope she recognizes. Girl, bring your lashes.
Are you providing the makeup artist? Jeffrey?
Yeah, exactly. I'm a national makeup artist. You guys have me doing national television spots. I need makeup artists.
Exactly.
It's not national, bitch. It's local.
I don't care. Damn. It's nationally in Auburn.
Somebody's going to see it. Somebody's going to see it.
Even if it was PBS, I still need makeup.
W-S-Y-R.
Yep.
Fishy. Are you going to be like Google Fish? Like, you got this shit? Like, you were on it that quick?
Yeah, I'm on it.
I'm excited. Well, I'm sad, though, that we all weren't going to be, like, there at the same time to get on it. Like, that's the crappy part. But, I mean, I guess it is what it is. But I can't wait to go pick up Fishy. I'm going to work with Karen, and we're going to come up with some outrageous thing to pick you up at the airport. I'm not sure.
I have an idea. You should pick him up the way I picked you up.
Oh, with
in a flasher trench coat with dolphins.
She.
I did.
If I picked him up with a trench coat and nothing on underneath it, I'm pretty sure he would run screaming back onto the plane.
Wait, well, just make sure you tie it closed.
What, Fishy?
I said she picked you up with a trench coat with nothing underneath it?
Yeah.
Honey, just a beaver. I'm telling you.
It was
a
hot
lot of
outside. It was hot. It was the middle of summer. It was hot.
I'm telling you, Fish, I saw more beaver that trip for that reality show than I've seen in over a decade. It's a little traumatic.
It was not traumatic. It was beautiful.
I'd like the bees out again.
Yeah, you're going to have to be you have to come up with your own. You have to have your own creativity working.
Oh, you better be careful. He's going to show up now in just a bow tie. Strategically placed.
Oh, no, I was thinking, wouldn't it be great if I could find somebody that could do makeup to make me look like Roseanne?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Okay.
Oh, no, you didn't.
That's not funny.
He will not think
funny.
That is funny.
I thought
it was laughing and saying, she's running for president. Somebody go ask a question.
That would be hilarious.
Here's my son, Michael Fishman. That was horrible. I can't do impressions. I don't know why I even bothered.
I know. I was about to say, who is that, your mom or is that Roseanne? Which one was it supposed to be?
I can't do it. The only thing I got is, Jake, you're an idiot. You need to get off the air. You and Eli are gay.
And even that, you don't have enough rage in your voice. Can I get a little bit more rage?
I'm just not that much of an angry person.
She's a hard one because you got to kind of have like a whine to you, like, you know, she kind of whines with it.
But you know what? What's funny is like, for as much as like she's got the whine in her voice, bitch can actually really sing. I was impressed.
Yeah,
when
she... Have you heard her sing, Michael?
Yeah, actually, I used to work at the studio, and she used to have us leave for lunch so she could sing. I've heard her sing a lot.
Really? Like, what kind of tunes does Roseanne do?
You know what? She can sing almost anything. She really can sing, especially now. She's really good now. She's been practicing.
Wow.
People don't know.
Wow.
We need to, like, plan, like, an uncensored radio night and, like, have, like, a cabaret night, and she can come and sing or something.
Well, didn't she sing at the roast?
She did. She sang the end of the national anthem at the roast, and it was really good.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And
I got to watch it. I watched parts of it, and I watched, like, the part, like, I looked for you, and then I watched another part, but I didn't watch the whole thing.
I know. Can I just say fuck Comedy Central? Because I used an hour and a half of my life just to see my fucking radio boyfriend, Fishy, and he wasn't even on there.
Radio boyfriend, and I did the same thing, and I thought, oh,
look,
I must have missed it, so my dumb
you.
Ass watched it again.
Keep fucking your Power Ranger, because the boy from Roseanne's mine.
You know what? First of all, bitch, I will cut you. Second of all, I had Fishy first. I claimed it a year ago when we were doing that stupid political shit.
I would just like to say, Joe just came into the room I'm in and cut me like the devil eyes and the eyebrows are raising.
Yeah.
That's
so
right. I'm going
to
text Joey right now.
Okay, Joe, you don't have anything to be worried about. I am not a stingy person. I'll share him with you.
Joe, that ain't got nothing to do with Fishy. It's just your scandalous wife acting up.
He said he cut my head off. So if they ever find my head rolling down the river, you know who to go after.
I'm going
to
know why.
Right. You are the wife, right, Jeff?
Most of the time.
Most of the time, you switch. I think because of your mama, you was the wifey.
Will you be my wifey? Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be your wifey.
I used to love that song. What happened to
you
those guys?
You know what song that I would love to hear, but some rotted bitch has not sent it to me? It's, like, called Bumpin', and, like, there's nothing wrong with a
little
bumpin'.
You know what? It's I don't know
She's
how to send it. I'm not very – I'm not technological. Sorry.
Okay, look it. I feel like I'm trapped in hell. I got all the other ones. I found them. I scoured the fucking end of the earth and found them. I just want one fucking song to listen to while I'm showering and get in the mood in the morning for life, and I don't have it.
Right.
Okay. I don't know. I'll get one of my minions that's really good with computers to come over and do it.
How the fuck do you send a song from your iPhone? That's what we need to know. If there's a techie in the building, please let us know.
Yeah, because clearly we are at a loss here. yeah.
Fishy, you're the brains of this operation. You know how to do that?
No, I do not.
Son of a bitch.
I had a boyfriend in London that owned a company that would make websites, and he was really good at it. He'd send it to me all the time. But I had to leave him because then I found a Power Ranger.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
Hold up. If it's in your phone, when you plug your phone into the computer, wouldn't it be in your iTunes?
It's in my iTunes, but that doesn't mean that I know how to send you that file.
Well, Karen will teach you.
Do you have an iPhone?
Karen has people for that. What are you talking about?
I know.
Who, me?
Let me call my minion.
Yeah,
I have an iPhone.
Exactly.
Okay, well, good.
Okay,
Just check my Twitter. I'm sending you a link with a video of how to send music from an iPhone to an iPhone.
Oh, Fishy, of course you know. You're a genius. See, there you go. That's why you're the brains. That's why you're the brains.
I'm willing to do research. I'm fast at the research part.
Really?
Yeah,
what else are you fast
at? He's head of the research team. You didn't get the memo?
No, he totally is. Now let's talk about some development.
I think
you got
Michael
the research
and I are going to have our own theme song. And it's going to be Secret Lovers. This motherfucker.
I don't think so. I don't think he's down.
He's going to count
these secrets,
dummy.
Look at, wait, here's the thing. It'll be Secret Lovers followed by the sequel, Only in My Dreams.
Oh, no. I can't do that.
Realistic 15. It was only,
it was only in my dreams. That's hilarious.
Sometimes I can pull it off. I don't know.
Right?
I don't think so.
Karen will be there
as the buffer / bodyguard. She'll Power Ranger pimp slap you when you get out of line, Jeffrey.
I'll protect you, Fishy. I promise.
She's a professional. She could whoop ass. Trust me. I know. This little thing threw me across the room and on the floor. I got manhandled. So trust me when I tell you, she could take him down no problem. Her little buffness sent me flying.
I saw her pick up and carry Joey. I hurt my back. I don't know if I've got my powers anymore. It's like I got hit by some Lord Voldemort cast a spell on my upper back.
Oh, no. Aisha, that's why Rocky left the show. Oh, no.
Yeah, he hurt his back. Aisha's about to be out.
Something tells me that Aisha is going to drink some magical fruit juice in Africa and come back swinging. And I know for a fact that your morpher is perfectly intact. I asked your boyfriend. He said it's all good.
Yeah. That African fruit will heal you every time, girl. You're absolutely right. Oh,
I'm sorry.
God.
I checked out for a moment, but I came back in, and the only thing I heard was African fruit. I'm not really sure what the hell's going on with this show anymore.
She said
you're not alone.
I'm gonna have some like African fruit punch, and Aisha's gonna be all fixed up. Her back's gonna be okay.
That's right. Good as new.
Rejuvenated
and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree that the African fruit will heal you anytime. You know, since I am technically in Africa. I got banished by Saban to Africa.
That's right.
I think I'm just a valley girl, Africa.
That show is so racist, but I still love it.
I know, right? It makes you love it even more, right?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Well, you know,
so
that wonderful kid show, and speaking of children, we've got a wonderful topic tonight. And, you know, I'm very interested because Michael Fishman actually found this topic, found the article, and it's very interesting to me that they actually have a whole article about gender toys. You know that?
Mm-hmm. Of course. I studied this in school. It's been fascinating to me, like, forever. Because, you know, they say that little girls are taught to be girly and brainwashed into, like, weddings and womanly things by their toys.
Yeah.
Because if you... Oh, go ahead. You try and jump in, Fishy?
No, I say...
No? Okay. Oh, just kidding. I'm hearing things. It's the voices in my head. And one of them is yours. Well, I was just saying that, you know, like, girls have easy bake ovens, and they dress up in wedding dresses for Halloween, and boys play with guns and trucks and rough stuff and Spider-Man. So we're brainwashed early on. And if you're smart like me, little girls, don't subscribe to the wedding dress thing. You don't have to get married. Okay, that's all.
You can just dip Power Rangers all your life.
And be happy. Exactly. I'm saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's my take on it.
It goes to the whole nature versus nurture thing. And it's very interesting to watch kids play with toys. And there's, if you do research on articles, there's every article under the sun saying on both sides that it doesn't matter and that it hugely affects the outcome of the way a child grows and develops. So I'm curious to hear everybody's perception of that first.
Right. Well, my perception is almost like Katrina's. Like, it's almost like it is a brainwash. Like, little girls have pink things and fluffy things and, like, teddy bears and, you know, everything is related to, like, fashion and their look. And it's almost sad because you get obsessed with, you know, the Barbie complex is what I call it, is where you think that you need to be a certain size and you have to look a certain way. And I remember I had a friend and her daughter was like me. Like, she was half Mexican and half black, and she had really curly hair. And her daughter used to tell her when she was, like, 3 years old, that she was like, I want hair like Barbie. Like, I want blonde hair. And we were like, why? Your hair is better than Barbie's. And you could not convince this child of anything different. So my friend literally went out and threw all her Barbies away and went and got her dolls with, like, curly, kinky hair and tried
Love
to remedy
it.
Yeah.
Good. That's
I know,
smart.
Right? But it was sad to see a three-year-old who's, like, really innocent. And, you know, kids tell the truth. They're not going to, you know, they don't come out lying. So this is what she honestly thought. She wanted long, blonde hair. And I don't know, it blows my mind. But then on the flip side, like, boys, you know, they're, like you said, they're built rough and tough and fight and guns. And so it's like, then when you get older, you need a man to be compassionate. It's almost like they weren't trained to do that, you know. They were almost trained to be something else. So, you know, it's very interesting to me. I kind of like, you know, I don't think that a child should play with any one specific toy. I feel like they should kind of just let them pick what they pick and see what happens.
I agree. I like it. I used to have a massive Barbie collection, but what was weird is that I wouldn't play with them. I would just do their hair and put them in outfits and stage them, and then I'd go
right.
outside and then I'd go outside and fight with the boys.
That's what you do now.
That's exactly what I do now. You're right.
You
know.
You just come out dressed up, and then you, like, dress up all your friends, and then you go outside
yep.
and fight with the boys.
That's exactly what I do. Oh, man, you're right.
Come damn, damn your toys. It's all their fault.
Touché.
Because if you don't know, if you're around Katrina, she will dress you, she'll do your makeup, she'll do your hair, she'll put your lashes on you. Like, you are going to be glammed up whether you want to be or not. Like, Jeffrey
That's
had
true.
Lashes on when she
That's
was
right.
with us.
And he looked good, too. He looked good.
He did, yeah.
No.
It was
okay,
good.
The weird thing that kind of struck me, I mean, I'm fine with it, but I felt, looking at the pictures with the eyelashes, that I kind of looked Asian with them.
What?
What the hell? Do I go from Guinea to Asian? Like, I mean, you know, whatever, cool. Like, I just wish I could learn to cook the food, but.
Right? I thought you went. I didn't think Asian. I thought you just looked like, you know how, like, Daisy Duck has those long eyelashes? Like, you had a little Daisy Duck going on.
You look like the dolphins. Like, the dolphins got a little eyelash action.
Exactly.
I don't remember whose eyelashes they actually were, but they were, like, not regular ones. They were, like, longer on one end.
Yes, because
right.
they're the natural ones. Those are the ones I wear every day. And then there's the glamorous ones that I wear at night.
Okay, well, bitch, why did I have to wear the fucking normal ones? I would have preferred the thick, big, glamorous ones.
Listen, we had 300 pairs. You didn't want to go all too crazy. You still wanted to be semi-normal, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a makeup artist there, so she had a whole box of them. You could have picked some, you know, some Juicy Fruit ones, but you didn't.
He had a choice. He picked the ones he wanted.
Exactly. I'm saying.
So back to the gender toys. Jeffrey, you're an educator. You work in the profession. You have kids around you all day, and you've got, you know, all kinds of toys laying around your nursery. What is your take on it?
I say beat them all into submission.
So everybody gets...
No, I'm just kidding.
Like ninja toys? Like,
no, well,
you got a bunch of ninja toys?
No, actually, I don't. As a kid, for me, I actually probably had a bigger Barbie collection than Katrina. I had the convertible RV, you know, the cool one they came out with in the 80s, the limo with the pool in the back, the Porsche. I mean, it was a little sickening. I just gravitated towards girls' toys, no surprise. So But I also had like Matchbox cars and boy toys that I would play with. So I actually, you know, I'm an equal opportunist. I played with everything.
All right.
So, I mean, I don't really think it matters. Like, I don't know why people get such big complexes over this. I kind of think it's stupid. Just let the kids play with whatever the fuck they want. Like, it's not going to change if they're...
You don't think the toy companies market certain things towards girls and market certain things towards boys, and you don't think that could change their perception of what they are supposed to grow up and do? And, you know, like Katrina said, you dress up from a very little girl. You're dressed up as, you know, a princess and a Barbie, and you've got a crown.
Okay.
And you have girls growing up wanting a crown and a princess dress when they get married.
Well, you know,
stupid.
Here's the thing. As a kid, I had Punky Brewster toys. That didn't make me gay. You know, I wanted to be Punky Brewster's best friend and Cherry Johnson's best friend.
Well, we need to find out what toy made you gay, Jeffrey.
And I wanted to go save her from the refrigerator. But, you know, maybe we could just ask Miss Cherry Johnson herself because she's called in on the line.
Ooh. Bring her in if she wants to talk.
Hell yes. Miss Cherry Johnson, girl, what's going on?
Baby, how you doing? I'm over here cracking up. You are a clown.
Yes, he is.
And I agree with you, though. People are way too sensitive, and toys do not make children gay by far.
I know, but Jeffrey made it seem like it could, and I was like, well, which toy did? Like, I wanted to know.
Me too.
I don't think they do, even though, you know, I will admit I grew up with boys, and I play with my G.I. Joes with my brother, and hey, I grew up to kiss a girl, so you never know.
Wow, there you have it. I love it. I love it. Do you have children?
No. Well, okay, kind of, but, like, I'm black and Puerto Rican, so, you know, we all have kids. I didn't birth any children, but I have raised a few.
Right. I get you. I'm black and Mexican.
Me too.
I got you, girl.
My ex-boyfriends, all of them. I raised them right.
Right.
There you
go. I'm tired of raising grown men, but, no, I do. I have a daughter who I claim, and she's 24 years old now, and I have a son who is 19, but they were with me since they were children.
Wow, that's awesome.
So I say, no, I don't have kids. But, yeah, you know, in the black world, if you feed them, they're yours.
Oh,
I like
it. It's like that in the WAP world, too.
That one's pretty much universal.
Bitch, if I feed you more times a week than your mama, you're mine.
Right.
I'm yours.
Right. So, Michael, you're the honorary dad of the show. What is your take on this? We haven't heard anything from you.
I've been waiting. You know, it's funny. I think kids are predisposed towards some toys. I do think that our marketing and everything plays a big part in it. It's interesting because, like, Legos are huge at my house, and I like Legos because they're creative and kind of they're gender neutral, I would say.
Right.
But it's funny because what you build with them is different. Like, you know, from the time my son was little, he was building cars and tanks and, you know, they all have weapons. And my daughter built, like, advanced houses and, like, she has all the animals and she has farms.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's interesting because having both, they both do both. I mean, and I think most kids do. I had older sisters, so I just remember my favorite thing was the Barbie Corvette. And the reason I liked the Barbie Corvette was you could take the Barbie Corvette and launch it down the stairs, and it was big enough in plastic it didn't break.
You know? That's such a boy thing to say.
I'm just saying, you know, we used to take the Barbie Corvette, and, you know, there was many a time I got chased around the house running with a pink Corvette because I didn't want to give it back. But
I would slap the shit out of you. You mess up Barbie's Corvette, okay?
The Corvette was dope, though. The Corvette, I will say this, my boy cousins always wanted to play with my Barbie Corvette. Like, they liked the Barbie Corvette, and I had the Barbie horse. They would steal the horse,
It was indestructible. You could do anything you wanted with that thing. I'm telling you, we used to launch it off the second story.
Right.
It's kind of like my vagina.
Yeah, I love the fact that she said vagina, because I'm over here thinking of my favorite toy as a child, and I would have to say it was my brother's Stretch Armstrong. I don't know if you guys are too young to remember Stretch
Armstrong. Oh, no, we know. You could do anything to him.
Oh, yes.
Yes, but he was rubbery, and he had a lot of jelly. He seemed kind of like some things I have in my drawer right now. I have not grown out of my rubber stretchy toys.
They need to make an adult Stretch Armstrong, and he'll dance for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll vibrate around.
I like it. Katrina, again, you're calling. We talked about the, you know.
I know.
Porn.
I need a sex toy line. I know.
You need to do the little people porn, and you also need to do the Stretch Armstrong doll. Come on.
I love
and
that
we
you were all PC about it.
Something
she's like,
no,
little people
caring.
Porn.
You know I'm L7. What do you want me to say? The midget porn?
Yes.
Okay.
No,
the mascot is my friend. We call her the angry midget. How the hell are we going to call it little people porn?
That's her nickname, though.
It's midget on midget porn. That's what we actually are going to specialize. Not just your average midget porn. That's already out there. We are pioneers, obviously. Don't forget that, people.
Have you ever wanted to see midget tits? Because I can make that happen for you.
Don't do it, Fishy. I've
seen that before. I'm not sure. I'm good.
I've seen midget penis.
Oh, really?
Wow, was it full-sized, like their head, or how did that work?
You know what? Not even to be funny, no, it was not full-sized. It was humongous. I got a text message because, you know, I know these little people. And one night he must have had one too many to drink. This is Cherry. I will totally claim it. And when it came to my phone, I was like, holy mackerel. I've never seen a penis so large.
Okay, but did it just look large because it was
Cherry.
On a little person?
No.
Why? Was it big just because the proportions were off, or was it really big?
No.
Was it black man big?
It was. First of all, it was a black man. So he didn't have his full body in the text message, so I didn't know that it was a little person. It was actually sent from a third party who is a girlfriend. Lord, forgive us, but we share our penis pics at times, and she sent it.
I don't know.
And she was like, I was like, oh, my God, who the hell was that? And she was like, girl, you will never guess it. And when she told me who it was, I was like, we've been sleeping on him for years.
But you know what? I believe it. I believe it because think about it. Little people usually have big feet and big hands. Like, they usually have, like, big appendages.
Yeah, well, my homeboy, well, you know, I hope he's not listening to the show right now because we all look at you different, homeboy, because you is packing.
Well, girl, we got to exchange numbers after the show, I'm just saying. You know.
I was thinking the same thing.
Your collection.
Text messages, okay?
We all need the midget penis picture.
I got y'all.
Can you do us a favor? We do this thing on the show here, and what we do is we measure them out by quarters so that we're all on the same page. Now,
right.
My current interest is 275. That's 11 quarters. So now you know. So what we need to do is get your friend to measure out in quarters so that we can know exactly what we're talking about here.
That's why you're drinking all them protein shakes.
I'm saying, you know, I'm trying to get in shape so I can handle me some 275. Don't hate.
You going to make me go in my purse right now so I can measure out 275, though.
Girl, go in your purse. Go in your purse, girl.
It's worth it. It's good. It's good to be me. I'm just saying.
Now, see, when I start tweeting y'all and everybody think we talking about money.
I'll be like, girl, I just got 275. Life is good. Woo-woo. Doing a happy dance up in here.
Woo! We'll be so happy for you. Like, we'll throw a party, an uncensored radio party, if that happens, girl.
If I tweet you guys 75 cents, you need to throw a party for me right now. It's been a long, long
a pity
long
party.
Absolutely. We got you, girl. We got you.
Done and done.
Done and done. We'll dedicate the whole week to you.
We'll love
yes.
it.
This is the Terry Johnson Uncensored Radio Show. We're just doing this show for Terry Johnson.
That's all.
Hey, girl.
It could be a radiothon. We could raise money for toys.
Oh, we can. We can.
Because if you're dealing with 75 cents, you might need some toys in your life.
I told you, Stretch Armstrong was my friend. I got, you know, a little rabbit and stuff down in there.
You can only pay in quarters if you're going to donate to the show.
Oh, man.
Where do we go?
See,
wrong?
Fishy, don't you feel that you're an outcast because you wouldn't tell us how many quarters?
No, I'm okay right now.
Come on, Fishy. We've known each other for months, years. You sure you don't want to tell us? We won't tell anybody.
Sharing
no
is caring.
Tonight. The numbers are low. No one's listening tonight.
No, okay, dude.
It's just us.
And there's nobody in the chat room, so you're totally safe.
Yeah, I don't need any backup. We'll just put it that way. I'm not buying any toys anytime soon.
Oh.
Hey.
You know what? It's always the quiet ones that are packing like $3. You know this, right?
It's wonderful.
I say that the chat room, we should have like a game and the chat room should guess how many quarters. We don't have anything to give you because we'll never find out, but it will be fun.
Oh, no.
It'll use me, Katrina, and Jeff.
If you would like to send a picture of your donkey with quarters next to it, please feel free to send that photograph to uncensoredradio@AOL.com. And me and the girls here will judge. We'll send it out to Cherry as well, and we'll get back to you, and we'll let you know who the winner is.
Wow, I'm looking at these quarters. I don't have enough. I only have 8 in my purse. I was going to send you guys a picture, but...
Oh, bitch, I got a bucket upstairs, and I need it.
You got all the spare change. All the spare change.
That's how he welcomes guests in his home. Get over here, drop trial, and let me see how many quarters you work with.
I'm telling you, I'm going to hand Fishy like $5 worth of quarters and be like, bitch, I know you can work with this. Poor Fishy. I have this feeling I'm going to get a letter from like a lawyer. Like, I need to cease and desist.
You're going to get a restraining order.
Please consider where I grew up. I'm not that sensitive.
That's good to know.
That was not one of my toys in the background. That was somebody.
Are you sure about that? I was about to congratulate you and invite myself over for coffee.
That was mine.
Wait, what the hell? Wait, Fishy, what? That was good.
I had it hooked up to my car battery.
I know I had said it been a while and everything, but that was kind of long and kind of strong, so.
Whoa. But was it down to get the friction on?
Right. Hey, Terry, do you want me to hook you up? Because I'm pretty good at hooking up. Like, I hooked Katrina
with
the, you know, $2.75. So.
Can you please?
I did. She's the bomb.
You can just give me a list of what you like, and I can tell you, girl. I got a whole stash of Power Rangers to choose from.
And she can seriously work magic. I gave her some weird shit that I wanted. I was like, listen, motherfucker's got to look good in spandex, okay? And she made that happen.
And delivered $2.75.
Okay, well, I won't ask for any spandex or any weird shit like that. I'll take it, but I won't ask for that. I will ask that they be single, because I don't want no baby mama, no wife drama. I can't. I am looking for a nice man with a 401k who is God-fearing.
A.K.A. a real job.
Right, a real job.
Damn, girl, that's my list. I gotta scratch off half my list. Okay, keep going.
Who got some health insurance.
Oh, damn, we're down to 2 people.
This bitch is asking a lot, man. I don't know.
If you ask for good credit, I ain't got nobody for you. I'm sorry. I'm just joking.
Sorry,
okay,
I took the last one.
Health insurance, 401k, what else?
Damn. Can he at least have access to somebody else's good credit? I mean...
I got somebody their mama will
Okay, got it.
I was just about to say, he doesn't have it, but his mama's going to co-sign for whatever you need.
Hey, look, you can't be stingy. As long as his mama's willing to co-sign, then you can talk.
That's golden, girl. It's golden.
I'm saying because eventually the bitch is going to die and you're going to get her money. So I'm saying.
Okay, hilarious.
So. And he's got to be a looker. He's got to be a looker in case I slip up and I procreate with him. I have to look at my child afterwards.
I like how you said if you slip up and procreate. That's exactly how I see it. I ain't mad at you.
I know. Me too. We're like the girls on the show have nothing to do with children.
Yeah, yet the guys of the show have and want babies.
I one day want a baby, but, like, I want a partner in crime. I need a husband, and the only reason why I see that it would make sense for me to get married is children, because I want to be able to say, go in the room with your daddy. Mommy will return. I don't know when, but I'll come back.
Got it. Okay. So is there any specifics on the looks so I can go through my database?
Well, I like them kind of big. I'll leave it at that.
I think she means in the quarter department. I'm just saying.
I think so. I think so. Okay, perfect. I'll work on it, girl.
Thank you. I put in my voice. I called Uncensored Radio. I'm going to give me an Uncensored Man.
Maybe
Ashley delivers.
We had our first Uncensored Baby yesterday. We had our first Uncensored Baby. Jen, who's the co-host of Jake's show, she had a baby boy yesterday. So, yeah, girl, it is all possible on Uncensored Radio. You can have, you too can get a chance.
Congratulations to the baby boy. Now, let's not start a trend or anything, you know.
No.
Let's not.
I'm going to tell you what. If I end up in labor in a couple of weeks, we're going to have some big fucking problems because Joe's going to end up dead.
No, we don't have no problems. We all going to end up rich.
Bitch, I'm worried about that costume no more. I can't have her in my house. My shit don't match. No.
You are the wifey, Jeffrey.
Oh, Lord.
I tell you what, Jeffrey, I'll come be the baby mama. You have that baby. I will take care of it.
Girl, I'm going to hold you to that because I told my mother get so pissed because, you know, Joe and I, doing the daycare, it kind of traumatized Joe because over the last couple of years I've had some rough babies. And so he's like, hell no, no way in hell. So I told my mom, I'm like, you know what, we'll have a kid when I can afford to hire two live-in nannies.
Well, see, you got me. You got me. And you could drop the baby off and be like, I will be back and I will take it. I will love it. I just don't, I'm shallow. I'll admit it. I don't really want stretch marks and I don't want my baby.
Amen, sister girl. And I'm not trying to stretch out the moneymaker. Amen.
Right. The belly hanging over the pants, I'm sorry. It might be natural on somebody else. That shit ain't natural on me.
That's right. I feel you. Mm-hmm. How am I going to please a Power Ranger when it's all not working like it used to be? I'm a firm believer, keep it right, keep it tight.
That $275 feels more like 50 cents.
Exactly.
Oh,
I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But I think I plan on farming my labor birthing process out like Nike. I'm going to find me some Chineses that are willing to carry it for me. Enter surrogate stage left and no problems for me. And the baby's going to come out good at math.
I am not mad because I have those plans.
We are like politically incorrect on the show. We don't need any letters for anything that Katrina Johnson says.
You know,
don't write us no letters.
You guys just made me have a flashback. You know how long it's been?
Uh-oh.
So I've got to ask, Fishy, when you're here, how would you consider about donating to the Angry Midget's cause? Because she's looking for some donors.
Oh, God.
She wants her.
Fishy just
say
no.
Okay. I'm thinking Fishy's out. I was hoping I could have, like, you know, a niece or nephew related to Fishy, but I guess it's not going to happen.
I guess you can. Those are the only two I'm going to be responsible for.
Oh, no, you can sign away your rights, baby. But if we have any listeners tonight that would like to donate to the Angry Midget's cause for getting Prego, you can email me at uncensoredradio@aol.com, and we will check you out.
Yeah.
Wow. We're going to need pictures of your donkey as well, just for our own enjoyment. FYI.
Well, just in case you have a
donkey. No, you have to inspect the donkey because if they have a boy and it comes out with a little donkey, that's going to be pretty messed up.
Exactly.
Right.
We got to make sure the future is okay. The future is safe.
And we have to make sure that we buy them gender-neutral toys.
Yes.
So that we don't misshape our youth.
Now, what exactly gender-mutual toys were approved? I think I might have missed that part of the show.
Oh, we never got to. We started talking about penises.
Power Rangers are neutral toys.
That's right, because there was a pink ranger, right, and a blue ranger.
Oh,
there was a yellow one.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, girl, you're on the phone with the yellow one. Look at Topher finally pops up. He's like, well, the Power Ranger, motherfucker.
I thought I was so mute because they didn't do anything embarrassing. Like, I'm mute.
I don't get it. Like, so wait, Fishy, was the whole point of it like they're saying we need to buy kids gender-neutral toys? Did I miss it too?
No, I mean, one study says that they did a study with monkeys, and they said that the males were attracted to things with wheels and balls, and the females were attracted.
Hi.
I tried to prove that.
So now they're comparing our children to monkeys. Okay.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you what. I was a very very active child. You could have just left me in a room by myself, and I'd have found something to play with for quite some time.
Yeah, great.
You know, I found my uncle's Playboys, no joke, at 4, and I was attracted to the boobs, too. But I never had a Barbie.
Girl, you
never had a Barbie? What kind of toys you play with?
I swear, my mother bought me a Barbie dream house. This is, like, true story. But I never had a Barbie. She never bought me a Barbie because in the 70s, Barbie didn't have a job. So my mom was like, Barbie's a hoe. You're not playing with her.
Love your mom! Oh my god! Katrina!
And you
idolize
Barbie, Katrina!
I know, but Barbie's a hoe! That makes so much sense! That is why I've gone so wrong with my life!
Because she had vets and all kind of shit. She didn't get a job until like the 90s. So my mom was like, she's a fucking hoe. I played with.
I love your mom.
Boy toys. So I had literally army men, those dollar army men. That's who lived in my Barbie dream house.
That's freaking awesome. Your army men lived in a pink house. Now, they were not confused because it was a don't ask, don't tell policy. That's brilliant.
I hate to break this to you, but I'm pretty sure my She-Ra doll could have kicked your army boy's ass.
That's hilarious.
She'll use her power sword. That bitch had a job. Why she ain't let you play with She-Ra?
I don't know.
When I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to watch He-Man or She-Ra because my parents thought it was, like, too sexual. And so when I was, like, 5, I was at this little kid birthday party, and everybody was watching He-Man and She-Ra, and I excused myself and went to the other room and played by myself.
Are you serious?
Yeah, see, I used to follow
the
rules.
Was it
the
roaring or the part where they yell, I have the power? Which one?
I don't know, man. I was 5, but I used to follow the rules, and then I realized that rules are bullshit, and here we are today.
It all makes sense, Katrina. It all makes sense.
I know.
You will excuse yourself and go play by yourself.
I still do it to this day. I just realized how now. Yeah, what's the difference?
It all makes sense.
Yep, I know.
So I guess what we're saying is the moral of the story. It don't matter what toys you play with. You just fucked.
We'll be fucked up no matter what. toy, they're screwed.
Have you ever noticed that when you go into a toy store, like, the sections are different colors and they're sectioned off into girls' toys and boys' toys, and the girls' section is pink and the boys' is, like, green and blue? Do you ever think that was weird? I think it would be really fun just to fuck with people and switch it up one day for no damn reason and make the boys' toys in the pink section and the girls' toys in the blue.
Let's do it.
Stores that are doing stuff like that. Harrods is now doing what they call unisexual. It's like their toy kingdom, that all have gender neutral colors.
But you're, okay, do you think we're taking it too far?
I
guess. Like, why? It's insane to me that little girls can't have the toys that they want, and little boys can't have the toys they want. And if they want to play with the other one's toys, what is the fucking problem? Like, the
know,
kids don't have a problem with this. Their parents have a fucking problem.
Right, but I don't think that's the point. I think, like, what they're saying is that up until this point, it's been so marketed, girls have girl toys and boys have boy toys, where now the market's changing, and they feel like Harrods is taking that step and making a gender neutral so that it's not just a boy section or girl section, it's a kid section.
So everybody gets to play with a vacuum cleaner now, not just the girl.
Exactly. Yeah, because, like,
so boys learn how to suck, too.
They want to be chefs. They see, like, you know, Bobsleigh. They see Food Network. You know, dad cooks. So, you know, it's a little different.
That's kind of cool. I was never with the mop or giving a baby a bottle anyway.
Yeah, fuck that. You were on a set working because you had a job because you weren't a hoe like Barbie.
Hello. Did you see the fucking tree house the bitch got to play in? That was the tits. Everybody I know wanted one of those.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty awesome. I'm not even going to lie. They'd be looking for us to work, and we'd be in there doing whatever.
And I don't understand. Wasn't there a restaurant somewhere involved? Wasn't there a little, like, slave labor going on? How are you going to have kids working in a restaurant?
They already had kids on the set all day. Why not make the little motherfucker sell some
food? Exactly. We were picked out at a young age. Why these other kids get a break?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We were filing tax returns at, like, 12, 10.
Also, but you know what? I have a strange confession. I used to be, like, a big Mattel model for Barbie when I was a kid.
Are you serious?
I did, like, most of their commercials. Yeah, and
oh my God,
also Polly Pocket.
I'm so jealous right now because we probably saw each other at auditions. Because let me tell
probably.
You, I went out for the Barbie commercials for years, and a family friend was the vice president of Mattel. Nobody told me that when I went on the auditions, I was supposed to, like, play with Barbies and act like I like Barbies. My mother never gave me directions. So I would go on these auditions, and they would ask me, what do you play with? And I would tell them all the boys' toys. I never got a damn commercial and never knew why.
All that money wasted.
Because Mama wasn't trying to let you in on the secret.
Mattel didn't like it when you told them their toy was for hoes.
My mom never gave me instructions, so you know how I am. My mouth has always been the same. You know I went
Amen.
In and said, I don't have no Barbie. Barbie's a hoe.
Well, hey, Barbie's kid sister, what was her name? Skipper there? That bitch babysat.
Yep.
Right.
Skipper. Yeah,
was she babysat? But who was she babysitting?
That
her
boy.
Baby.
Barbie litter of hoes.
Stacy's Barbie's sister's name was Stacy, and Ken's sister was used to take care of Barbie's little daughter.
Well, who the hell was Skipper? There was a Skipper somewhere in there.
That was her little sister, Barbie's little sister.
And Ken was probably running a train on all of them because there were no teenager anybody that Stacy and Skipper were playing with, right?
Right. Yeah.
Nope.
See what I'm saying?
Ken, he was getting around.
Yeah, Ken had all the women.
Ken was a perv, but he was a little metro for my taste.
My thing about Barbie was the clothes. That shit was fantastic. It was all about the outfits for me.
Yeah. My girlfriend works at Mattel now, and I will go. They have a store downstairs. I mean, it's like heaven. It's like every kind of art you can think of, and every kind of outfit, and like collector Barbie and non-collector Barbie.
I remember
Barbie.
That.
It's just amazing.
Heaven. Did you ever go into her office? Because my favorite part of going in was the crazy shit they would do to Barbie. Like, they had Ken's Corvette, or they had Ken driving a Corvette with a Barbie head as the mascot there.
They mutilate Barbie. Yes. And then it's weird because you go in there and you see all the things that never came to be. And it's like, some things are stupid and some things are really brilliant. It's like, well, why didn't this make it to, you know, the shelves? And they're like, oh, I don't know. But no, it's really interesting.
Well,
you'd
was
love,
your Barbie
we have to
in
go
there?
There for it. Huh?
Was your Barbie in there?
No, because, see, my Barbie was made by Bandai. Yeah, Power Ranger toys were made by Bandai, not Mattel.
No, I had those. I did. I played with those, and I thought Power Rangers were the shit.
They are shit.
They still are. Trust me, I know.
More than any of us.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not going to talk about my history, but I'm in the
middle of
it.
Hey,
girl! It's so small.
We're going to put two and two together. We already know where you're going with this one.
I didn't say anything. I'm just saying.
There's a lot of male cast members. That is funny. You know what, though? On the next episode, or the next time you guys tune in to Uncensored Radio, we're going to find out who Cherry Johnson was stooping on the Power Rangers set. And if you haven't already gone to Facebook and liked our Facebook page, please go to facebook.com/uncensoredradio.com. And if you're going to be in the New York area in a matter of days, we are doing the Got Strength benefit in Auburn in Syracuse, so you've got to come and see us. The whole cast of Uncensored Radio will be in the house. And that's kind of it, guys. Great show.
Yeah, thank you, Cherry, for calling in, girl.
Thank
you
for
having
me on. I had a ball with you guys.
Anytime you want, girl. Anytime you want.
Thank you so much. Good
and
night,
we'll
guys.
Have a quarters update and possible boyfriend next time you come on.
Yes.
And on that note, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, Michael.
UCR.
Are you ready for this thing?
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh,
yeah.
Quarters are you.